unchanging principles. They're like anchors that keep us from drifting off course or running aground, even in the midst of a storm when visibility is all but lost. Here's the best part. The seven rules are simple. So simple, in fact, they can fit on the back of a business card. Given 15 minutes, you could even memorize them. In fact, I recommend you do. Why you should care. About once a month or so, I travel to speak to groups of people about money, something I love to do. Just before I step to the podium, I look out at the audience. I can almost hear what they're thinking. Great, she's going to talk about money. Why should we care? That question revs my engine and puts me into my zone. I hope you're asking the same question right now. Here are four reasons. 1. Because money is important. Its impact is also emotional, spiritual, and personal, which can be tricky, especially the emotional part. 2. Because money impacts our lives. It determines where we live, what we drive, where the kids go to school. It's the means by which we pay our bills, protect our families, and prepare for the future. Wrong choices and bad decisions can turn an otherwise pleasant life into a miserable existence. 3. Because Americans are finding themselves more financially challenged as prices soar but paychecks remain stagnant. Recovery from the Great Recession is turning out to be slow and uncertain. Those sitting on the sidelines waiting to move ahead with their lives until everything gets back to normal may be in for a very long and disappointing season. 4. Because you may be called upon to handle a significant amount of money in the future. It might be an inheritance, a job promotion, or a sizable investment portfolio. Or it might be simply a second chance for getting things right. Will you be ready? Clean sweep. I'm a sucker for home improvement TV shows, especially the ones that focus on organization and decluttering. That's where I learned this important tip on organization. Don't try to organize your clutter. Instead, move everything out to create a clean, clear, open space. Then go through everything you removed, sorting and evaluating what you want to keep. Next, bring things back into the room in an orderly manner. In your mind's eye, picture your financial life as a big room that's filled with every aspect of your current financial situation. Bills, debts, income, taxes, mortgage, savings, student loans, unemployment, retirement concerns. Everything that you identify as part of your money life. Using the clean sweep approach, empty that room. Haul everything out onto the lawn or somewhere far from your mind's view. Don't stop to ponder.